Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, and we continue now with our series for this membership drive that we're calling a Tiny Museum Tour, a tour of some of the city's lesser-known gems. Today, we will talk about the Waterfront Museum in Red Hook. So I'm joined by David Sharps, president of the museum and captain of the barge. Captain, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
And when I say you're the captain of the barge, that's because the museum is actually on the water, right?
It's on a 1914 Lehigh Valley Railroad barge.
And I understand that this is the last and only surviving example of a Hudson River Railroad barge. Explain what that means, because many of our listeners may not be familiar with the city's barging past.
Well, many years ago, they used to use the railroad and the waterways before there were bridges and tunnels to get goods to their final destination. Today, of course, we use containerization, our trucks and our bridges and our tunnels. And prior to that time, this system called the lighterage era was from 1860 to 1960, and it was a fleet of tugs and barges that was run by the various railroad companies.
And this barge is the Lehigh Valley Railroad Barge number 79. The Times has reported that the cargo used to be dates, nuts, and olive oil.
Absolutely. Coffee beans, bags, barrels, bundles, up to 450 tons it carried.
What technology replaced them?
Forklifts came along. Later, the Malcolm McLean and the idea of moving the boxes on the back of a semi, and the whole highway system pretty much replaced not only the railroad, but the trolleys and the ferries.
So you purchased this barge for $1 in 1985. Talk about a bargain. What made you want to turn it into a museum?
I had worked on cruise ships as an entertainer, and having studied in Paris and befriended a captain that had a barge on the Seine, when I came through New York City, it was kind of a natural way to kind of create my own space, and I've always wanted to have a showboat barge and a museum.
Did it need much restoration?
Well, I got it for a dollar for a reason, I think. It had about 300 tons of mud down below.
Whoa.
And it took me 2 years to get the mud out, and then it's been about 27 years now of constant maintenance.
You're still doing it. You're still restoring it.
Yeah.
So in this case, as I said, it's the actual structure, the barge, that is the museum. When visitors come, what do they actually see?
Well, certainly the barge is our biggest artifact. But if visitors come, they kind of get a chance to step back in time on an old wood floating, gentle bobbing piece of wood in the New York Harbor. They see the oil paintings that we have of various ships models. We have lots of bells from tugs and tankers and ferries and showboats. There's the captain's quarters that used to be up on the rooftop that is now a smaller portion of that is inside. We have maritime artifacts and a slew of artifacts from like a rope cannon and tools and longshoremen's hooks. But the best artifact I have is our bowl machine, which brings the kids back and back over and over again.
Now, I should mention that you're usually in Red Hook, docked off Conover Street, right behind the fairway there. But right now the barge is here in our neighborhood in Tribeca. So the museum is actually mobile?
Yes. I have no motor, but thanks to the tug Pegasus and Captain Pam, she moves us to various ports of call. We've been up and down to about a dozen different ports of call along the Hudson River, and it's a big portion now that the barge is getting to be back to its original condition. It's my challenge to open up town docks so that our shores can have a tugboat this week, a tanker another week, a fireboat, you know, not commercial vessels, not transportation vessels, but part of the library and host of historic vessels that we have here in New York City.
Where else do you dock? And can people join you on trips?
We've docked in Poughkeepsie and Kingston. We've been as far north as Waterford above Albany. Cold Spring was a popular one, Hoboken across the river. Unfortunately, my Coast Guard COI does not allow passengers, and we do all of our programs dockside.
Mm-hmm. And you've worked as a juggler, providing entertainment on cruise ships. I understand that you also host performances and circus shows on the barge. Tell us, before we run out of time, what is Pirate School and some of the other things that the Waterfront Barge Museum has to offer?
The name of my act was Serious Foolishness, and that kind of describes someone that takes on a venture like this. Pirate School was Billy Bones, the good pirate, that was here last weekend. We also do dance and film, and we've done plays. I'm working with a lot of different artists to use our venue there in Red Hook to help the showboat bring people back to the waterfront for lots of fun.
So we will have to leave it here. David Sharps is president of the Waterfront. Say the exact – it's the Waterfront – it's just called the Waterfront Museum?
The Waterfront Museum,
it is,
yes.
The Waterfront Museum, usually docked in Red Hook, behind the fairway, off Conover Street. Currently where in Tribeca?
Pier 25 till tomorrow.
All right. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
The latest stop on our tiny museum tour, some of the city's lesser-known gems, which continues on The Brian Lehrer Show tomorrow. Stay tuned for Leonard Lopate coming up next on WNYC.